The success of Happy Gilmore 2 has opened the door for the sequel to the movie that we never knew we needed, Airheads. Airheads is a 1994 movie starring Adam Sandler, Brendan Fraser, and Steve Buscemi about a band who breaks into a radio station, then holds all the employees hostage in an attempt to get their demo tape played on the air.
This is the real Rebel Radio, the voice of the resistance. This is Chaz speaking.
You!
Man, you guys ought to have fun.
Can't cuss on the air.
Their band is called the Lone Rangers, and trust me, the concept that they pluralized the Lone Ranger escaped absolutely no one.
The Lone Ranger. Are you silver, boy?
The Lone Rangers? That's original. How can you pluralize the Lone Ranger?
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's three of you. You're not exactly lone. Shouldn't you be the Three Rangers?
No idea what you're saying right now.
You lost me.
Eventually, their harebrained scheme becomes more successful than they ever could have imagined, and they even end up with a record contract. Well, kind of.
You want to know what I think of your contract? Allow me to demonstrate.
He wipes his record contract.
However, everything goes sideways when the band gets the opportunity to perform live because they realize they have to lip sync instead of put on an actual live performance.
I ain't lip syncing, man.
So that's all we are to you, huh? It's a freak show. If you guys don't do it, we don't have a deal.
And because of this, the Lone Rangers end up spending 3 months in jail, but they ended up releasing an album that went triple platinum. But that's where their story ended in 1994, and nobody knows what the Airheads have been up to over the last 31 years. And the way that they were able to cover a lot of ground with limited screen time in Happy Gilmore 2 when it came to the years that had passed by was really impressive. And that exact formula could work perfectly for a sequel to Airheads. And the fact that the people who played all three characters, Adam Sandler, Brendan Fraser, and Steve Buscemi, are still actively working makes the possibility of turning this movie into a reality much more possible. Airheads was an extremely fun, entertaining movie, and I know I can't be the only person who's curious about what became of the Lone Rangers after all these years.
Okay, in just a few moments now, we're going to be witnessing the culmination of this extraordinary rock and roll drama, a live performance by the Lone Rangers. Wait a minute, cut it. That can't be right, can it? You can't pluralize Lone Ranger.